The field of mental health counseling is growing rapidly, and Richmond Graduate University can equip you with everything you need as a licensed professional counselor while integrating your faith into your clinical practice. Programs are offered in Atlanta, Chattanooga, and online. Apply today at richmont.edu. That's richmont.edu.
I'm Earlonne Woods.
I'm Nigel Poor. We're the hosts and creators of Ear Hustle from PRX's Radiotopia.
Ear Hustle is a show about life inside prison, but it's not your typical prison podcast.
In this next season, we've got stories about the objects people keep inside their prison cells,
about residents in a women's prison who say they want to stay there,
and the most beautiful prison garden. Earlonne, I will never forget it.
Ear Hustle, stories about life on the inside told by those who live it.
Find Ear Hustle wherever you get your podcasts.
For Thursday, December the 2nd, 2021, it's The Brief from WABE. I'm Jim Burris. Governor Brian Kemp says he is ready for a possible rematch with Stacey Abrams. Politics reporter Rahul Bali reports Kemp is not only preparing for a challenge from Abrams, but also from his own party.
Governor Brian Kemp says the national attention on Stacey Abrams' announcement for governor works in his favor.
I love it. I mean, it's not shocking. That's why we've been working so hard. I think it's a rallying point for Republicans.
During a press conference, Kemp was asked about recent comments by former President Donald Trump and other conservatives attacking his reelection bid.
I can't control what other people are doing. Trump supporters and Kemp supporters and Georgia Republicans and Georgia voters know what my record is. And that is what I'm going to remind people of. And I believe when they understand that I will be reelected.
Kemp also addressed reports that former U.S. Senator David Perdue is considering a run against him. Kemp said Perdue had told him he would support his reelection bid.
Well, look, all I know is what Senator Perdue's told me. I hope he'll be a man of his word, but again, that's not anything I can control.
A run by Perdue would likely have the backing of former President Trump. Rahul Bali, WABE News.
And we'll have more from Rahul coming up in just a moment. Two former Fulton County election workers are suing a conservative website for what they say are defamatory claims made during the 2020 election. Kathleen Quillian has more.
Shay Moss, a voter registration officer, and her mother, Ruby Freeman, who served as a temporary worker for the 2020 elections, filed a lawsuit in St. Louis Circuit Court against the Gateway Pundit, where the website is based. In a statement, the advocacy group representing the women say the website accused the two of introducing illegal ballots into the count and running the same ballots through the voting machines multiple times, among other things. The two women say they still receive harassment and death threats more than a year after the election. Multiple audits confirm the accuracy of Fulton County's results. The Gateway Pundit has not responded to a request for comment. Kathleen Quillian, WABE News.
Atlanta's mayor-elect Andre Dickens made affordability one of his top issues on city council. As he takes over leadership of the city, housing advocates say he could turn Atlanta's housing challenges into opportunities. Stephanie Stokes has more.
Georgia State University professor Dan Immergluck says Dickens isn't a rabble-rouser. He's a conciliator.
He's somebody who listens, I think, to everyone, ranging from the Housing Justice League to developers.
He says the quality could help him handle problems that involve the county and state, like Atlanta's property tax system. It undertaxes commercial properties, Immergluck says, at a time when Atlanta needs money for affordable housing.
The number one is a serious source of funding, and that's going to take wrestling with this public finance problem.
Immergluck says the city council's new progressive members may help in this area, too. Odetta McLeish-White directs Georgia Initiatives for the Center for Community Progress, a nonprofit that focuses on revitalizing neighborhoods. She agrees Dickens will have to tackle the funding side of affordability.
There are still subsidy gaps and there are perception gaps.
Gaps in people's perception of affordable housing. Like with Atlanta's recent proposals to allow more density, they faced a lot of opposition. McLeish-White says the next mayor needs to show how more housing options can help with other issues, like traffic. Dickens sees those connections, she says.
And I think if he could throw the power of his position and title behind closing those gaps, that would be an amazing legacy for him in what, could be his first term.
Dickens will begin that term in January. Stephanie Stokes, WABE News.
More than 40 scientists are speaking out against a plan to mine for heavy minerals near the Okefenokee National Wildlife Refuge in South Georgia. Emily Jones reports.
The controversial mining project could bring much-needed jobs in rural southeast Georgia, but its many opponents say the mine would harm the beloved swamp. Mining company Twin Pines touts a study it funded showing minimal impacts to the Okefenokee, but in an open letter, dozens of scientists question that research. Science for Georgia Vice President Amy Sharma says the swamp is great at filtering toxins from the environment. She says mining would lower the water level, and if that happens, even temporarily,
what will happen is all of that, those absorbed toxins that it filtered out of the water will go back into the water. All of the absorbed carbon that it absorbed will go back into the air.
In a statement, Twin Pines asked to see studies backing up the open letter and said until then it would classify it as more hysteria. Emily Jones, WABE News.
Well, Governor Brian Kemp says he is ready for a rematch if that's what happens with Stacey Abrams. Of course, yesterday, Abrams saying that she plans to run for Georgia governor next year. Well, political reporter Raul Bally is with us now from the Gold Dome to kind of assess the day after, so to speak. Raul, thanks for being back with us.
Another day with you, Jim.
You're welcome. No, it's good to have you along. And at first, I want to get your thoughts on what the governor's response was today. How did he handle this news?
I think he looked prepared. You know, he was ready for questions about Stacey Abrams. You know, here was his first thoughts when he was got on the mic.
Look, I've been preparing for this fight for 3 years, and we're ready for it. You know, this is no surprise yesterday what Stacey Abrams did getting in the governor's race. That's fully what we expected the whole time. So why I've been working so hard on our fundraising.
He had his regular talking points ready to go about, you know, what issues he wanted to run against Stacey Abrams. But, you know, Jim, he was also ready for questions about the former president, Donald Trump, David Perdue, and others.
I want to get to that in just a second. But really, Raul, for winning the race in 2018, the governor has mentioned Stacey Abrams' name quite a bit over these years. So when he says that he's been prepared, he really, you know, has been, if you could take what he said over the years as evidence.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I mean, you know, I think a lot of people saw this rematch coming. He saw this rematch coming. And Stacey Abrams didn't disappear. She obviously, with Fair Fight Action, with voter rights that she's been working on, and some of the controversies she's gotten involved with, she's been out there. So there's been a candidate to aim for these past, you know, 2.5-3 years.
Well, Governor Brian Kemp may have known that this rematch was coming up, but he may not have anticipated some of the noise from his own party even playing into the next contest. What did he have to say about former President Donald Trump and really other Republicans in the state?
And so during the press conference, that's actually a question that I asked him. I asked him, you know, former President Trump put out a statement yesterday about Stacey Abrams, but in that same statement attacked Brian Kemp. Some of the other conservative voices are attacking Brian Kemp, and I asked him about that, and then this was his reaction.
I can't control what other people are saying. You know, I can control what I'm saying and what I'm reminding Georgians out there of. I ran on issues that I wanted to do as governor, and I have done those, and I'm going to remind people about that. You know, these other people that are talking about certain things, they're free to do that. But we're going to talk about what I think Georgians care about.
And look, I think in the end he's counting on Republicans to reunite to run against Stacey Abrams. But, you know, with what's been said, that could be a hard sell.
WABE's politics reporter Raul Bally. Atlanta's housing market is on a record run. Prices are up 21% year over year. But as the Atlanta Business Chronicle's Crystal Edmondson reports, 2022 could bring some changes.
The new year could mean more houses to buy. Applications to build new homes in the metro area are on the rise, and more existing homes could hit the market too. A growing number of current homeowners say they plan to sell in the next year. That added supply could make houses cheaper. A Realtor.com survey shows the median sales price in Atlanta could increase by just 3.5%. Prices have gone up much faster than that in recent months. Demand is expected to remain strong, especially as companies and their employees relocate to the metro area. From the Atlanta Business Chronicle, I'm Crystal Edmondson for WABE News.
And that does it for The Brief. A reminder, you can always find more local news at WABE.org. I'm Jim Burris. Thanks for listening.
At a time when information continues to come at us faster and faster, sometimes you need to hit pause and rewind. NPR's Throughline takes you back in time to the source of the news stories filling your feed. Find NPR's Throughline wherever you get your podcasts.
Local, state, national politics. WABE and NPR have the coverage you need. I'm Jim Burris, host of WABE's All Things Considered. Whether it's on the air at 90.1, streaming online, or connecting through our mobile app, WABE keeps you on top of election 2024 in what's sure to be a pivotal year in politics. And for candidates and ballot information, visit our election hub at wabe.org/election2024.